In this chapter, we're going to talk about internal stability. The internal stability notion is more or less related to the state space. In fact, what we really mean is if a system is internally stable, is that all the states will decay to zero. In other words, if you write a state specialization for the whole system, then the A matrix should be stable. However, what we're going to do here is we're going to describe internal stability in terms of input-output transfer functions. This is sometimes useful and also convenient. We're going to use one way to use them directly is the transfer function, input-output transfer function, to describe the internal stability. We're also going to use the Copeland factorization to describe the internal stability. So we're also going to introduce the Copeland factorizations over a stable transfer matrices.